Welcome and thanks for listening to this podcast. My name is James Farmer and I'm going to do a quick recording talking about my presentation on centered communication, web logs and the aggregation in the organization. Now, if you're having a look at the first slide, you'll see the title Organic Cities Are Very Different to Artificial Cities. Now, the way in which I want to describe this is perhaps less than might seem obvious at first place. Take, for example, London. Well, here we've got a quote taken from the Greater London Plan from Abercrombie and Forshaw that says, "The communities themselves consist of a series of subunits, generally with their own shops and schools, corresponding to their neighbourhood units." That is, that all of the communities in this artificial plan for a city exist as separate entities within an environment. They don't overlap as such. However, in Cambridge, a natural city where university and city have grown together gradually, the physical units overlap because they are the physical residues of city systems and university systems which overlap, from Christopher Alexander, and that's really, really important in terms of a difference. What we're looking at with natural cities is systems and relationships which overlap with each other. The same way, as Alexander also puts it, as a taxi interacts and overlaps between the street and between pedestrians, because they're able to stop and pick up pedestrians. The street and pedestrians are not entirely separate in that sense. So what Alexander argues, and the metaphor that I'm going to use for looking at weblogs and aggregation and other forms of online communication in the organisation, is that of the organic city, the semi-lattice, as Alexander puts it, the overlap, the multiple relationships, as opposed to the artificial, that is the subunits, the separation, and the tree-like model that I'm going to describe on the next slide.